I did not think I was going to do one for every installment of the MCU, and I still don't know if I'm going to, but I did watch The Incredible Hulk last night, and wasn't planning on it. My plans fell through anyway, so we got home earlier than expected, decided to throw it on, and I gotta say, I still enjoy this movie. I do like Mark Ruffalo's Banner better than Edward Norton. I think he just is a better, more believable science nerd than Edward Norton is, but I still enjoyed the part. I still enjoyed the job he did in this movie, and I would have been happy for him to have continued as Banner. This movie is never going to, you know, be at the top of any of my list or rankings or favorite movies, but it is one that I do enjoy throwing on. I like the look of the Hulk in it. I like the action scenes. I like the Emil Blonsky character. I remember in the theaters thinking that the way he moved with the pseudo super soldier serum is the way that Captain America should move on screen, like the way they did that. And I feel like that was a pretty good call on my part, because it is similar, obviously. Captain America is better in every way, but Captain America has the real deal as opposed to the fake stuff that they were putting into Emil Blonsky. Outside of one or two maybe very occasional references, this movie really doesn't ever get brought up in any significant way with the MCU, at least not until Captain America Civil War with General Ross appearing there. So it was nice that they brought him back to remind people, but that, yeah, even though the main character did get recast, this is still part of the history. And I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. People just forget about this Hulk. And I'm like, no, it's still there. He looks different. Yes, but it's part of it. And this movie had good things in it. I mean, Edward Norton still did a good job as Banner, even if I don't like him as much as Ruffalo. Liv Tyler was fine. I didn't have any complaints about her. General Ross is good. You know, they teased the leader and they've never gone back to that. And frankly, I don't really ever expect them to unless the rights situation changes. I really enjoy the fight with the Abomination. I think that's a good fight to see and holds up fairly well considering it's 10 years old at this point. And I mean, they probably would have a relatively easier time with special effects doing something like that now than they would then. It could probably look better now than it did then, but I still think it holds up pretty strong. I enjoyed it when to force himself to change into the Hulk that Banner basically threw himself out of the plane. Thought that was pretty awesome. All in all, it's a good movie. It's worth your time watching, in my opinion, if you've never seen it. I was explaining this one and the history of the other Hulk movie, the Ang Lee Hulk movie, to my wife, and that is one that I did not appreciate at all, and I said that she can watch it if she wants to, but I'm going to go do something else because I really didn't like that movie, unlike this one that I think is worth your time watching if you've never seen it. And of course, you do get a nice little stinger at the end. Now, they didn't put it at the end of the credits, and I never really did know why, but Robert Downey Jr. just show up and go have a conversation with General Ross, so that was cool too. I've seen the movie multiple times, so it's not like I was not expecting it or anything, but all in all, good, enjoyable time watching a movie at home. All right, let me know what you think about The Incredible Hulk. Brentech Prime on Twitter.